going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Point Breeze, Homewood, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor of St. Benedict the Moore Parish in the Hill District. This morning, we shine our spotlight on St. James Catholic School in Swickley, a place that's very near and dear to my heart, where I was the pastor for 6 years. St. James School was founded back in 1913 and initially was first led by the Sisters of St. Joseph of Baden. Back in 2017, St. James became part of the North Hills Regional Catholic Elementary School System, and it serves families in several school districts, including Quaker Valley, Moon, Ambridge area, Hopewell, and others. It sends many of its graduates on to Catholic high schools, including Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School in Coriopolis. Known for its Catholic identity, academic excellence, strong sports, go Cougars, and top-notch facilities, St. James School in Swickley receives solid support from its current pastor, Father Bryant Noel. Here to tell us more this morning is Dr. Brad Squiger, who is the principal of St. James School in Swickley. Brad, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
And it's a great honor to talk to you. You're doing such a phenomenal job. Obviously, you and I, we didn't work together. You came on board right after I left, but I served the former St. James Parish, which is now part of Divine Redeemer, from...
Correct.
2012 to 2018. So it's a wonderful, wonderful area in Swickley. My heart's still there. A lot of wonderful people. And, of course, the school, St. James School, is just phenomenal. So it's great to have you on my show this Sunday morning. Now, Brad, a big question that we're asking every educator, especially these days, is how's it going this year as you try to keep everyone safe and the students learning during this COVID-19 pandemic?
That's a great question. It has been a difficult journey, a struggle at times. Thankfully, we have great faculty who have worked very hard to follow all of the CDC state and local protocols. We've had to create an online learning classroom in every grade and subject and teach that asynchronously or the asynchronous learning model, which for those who may not know, it's where you have in-class and online learning happening at the same time, with our goal being that both two sets of students would receive the exact same instruction.
Now, St. James School is known for its Catholic values. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Well, yeah, we are very strong in our faith. We have we believe that Jesus is the living model of our school, and we have a strong service program which we use to connect our students to the community. We believe that is very important. One of the things that we have really tried to work on this year in the pandemic year is our buddy program and how we can keep those younger kids connected with our older kids so that our older kids get that that sense of leadership, get that sense of ownership over how they act. And we have that opportunity to really have them, you know, live out Christ's message to those younger kids. We think that's very important here.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, Brad, every year you pay special attention to the second and eighth graders because, of course, those students are receiving their sacraments in second grade, first reconciliation, and their first Holy Communion. And in eighth grade, they receive confirmation. How do you and the faculty help prepare for them for the sacraments?
Well, we have a great set of faculty, first of all, and that's always the key, who are role models of our faith. You know, as you mentioned, second and eighth grade are benchmark years. In second grade, of course, it's their first confession, or first reconciliation, and first Holy Communion. And you know, we really work on the basics. I've had Father Noel in the class a couple of times, and I'm so proud of my second graders when they can recite their act of contrition flawlessly. It makes me look good. Yeah. And in the eighth grade, you know, we have the religion program here at St. James, but we also try to have those eighth graders work in leadership roles. Something that you probably know a lot about is our eighth graders always lead us every year in the Our Lady of Guadalupe presentation, which I am proud to say happened again this year, even in a pandemic year. And our eighth graders will also be leading Stations of the Cross as we get into our holy season here after the third Wednesday in February. So it's coming up quick here. So again, all of our students still attend Mass, even socially distant. All of our students, we still make sure that all students receive the Eucharist. We had to break, because of the pandemic, we had to break them down so that half go to the church, half go down to live Mass 1 week, like you probably understand, the upstairs of the middle school. Right. And then the next week, the downstairs of the younger kids go. And then the parish, Divine Redeemer, has been live streaming those Masses. So then I can have the teachers who don't have the kids coming down actually live stream the Mass. And then they watch it on the smart boards. And then Father Noel, after Mass, he comes around with the sacrament of the Eucharist and the host, and is then able to pass it to every class, have a little prayer session with every class. So, you know, it's not just the second, eighth grade. Those are important, but we're still, you know, practicing and making sure that faith is happening inside the classrooms. And, you know, Father Noel has been great, great on helping us out with that.
He is. He's great. He's a great guy, great pastor, a good friend of mine. And that's good that they still do the all-school Masses. Obviously, only so many kids can be in the building, but because the school and the church are connected through the gathering space there, they never have to go outside. So especially in the winter months, they can literally just come over into church, and then those who are watching the Mass via their smart boards in the school classroom, they're still getting the school Mass. So the whole school participates, obviously, in a different model. But yeah, you have to think outside the box, and that's great that you can do that. Two of seven of my nephews are graduates of St. James School. Thomas Dank is now a senior at St. LaSalle, and Keegan Schuller is a junior at City High Charter School. And both Thomas and Keegan just thrived with their education at St. James, and it's really good that they have that Our Lady of Guadalupe school play. The seventh and eighth graders help when we have the 55-plus senior citizens have their luncheon. They help with the serving and the cleaning up.
Which, of course, has not happened this year, unfortunately.
Right, exactly. But things like that, that's good for the kids to learn about service outside the classroom and interact with the public, too. That's great. Now, Brad, you have a wonderful, interesting background. You taught both in public and Catholic high schools, and having served most recently as the assistant principal at the former Vincentian Academy there in the North Hills. What are some of the advantages of teaching in a Catholic school, for instance, smaller classes versus the big, large public schools?
Well, it's an interesting question. The first 2 years of my professional career, as you mentioned, were spent in the public schools. And when I was in those public schools, I noticed an interesting dynamic that would happen. And you would have kids walking through the hallways with their heads down, trying not to be noticed. You know, as an educator and as a person of faith, That was very disturbing and troubling to me, which, as has happened, you know, I got a call from Vincentian Academy who wanted to hire me as a full-time teacher. You know, Sister Camille, shout out to Sister Camille over at Vincentian, hired me. So I taught there for 9 years, and I didn't see that happening. I saw kids who were, you know, in it together. You have those kids who are able to form relationships, not just across, not just with kids in their grade, but kids cross grades, which, you know, you talked about, I talked about the buddy program, just a little bit before, you know, how important that is to get different age groups of kids talking to one another. That way you can really start developing that, that program of being the role model. And those older kids start taking ownership, I think I had mentioned, of being that role model. And that's what Catholic schools do for us. They create that sense of community for us. I know you mentioned smaller class sizes. Because we have those smaller class sizes, and of course here, something that's common for St. James, as you well know, that some teachers get to teach kids across grade levels, multiple years. And just that ability, the smaller class sizes and the continued relationships, it just helps build those relationships that these teachers have with these kids to help be that role model that I had mentioned earlier and help live out that message that we stand for, which is Christ's message.
You mentioned something that really struck me about, you know, seeing kids not talking, always keeping their head down, always on their cell phones, you know, with social media, obviously, the communication skills. And being a broadcaster and communication major, and being an uncle, you know, I see my own nephews. The social skills is so important that kids, you know, need to look up, speak to people, talk to people eye to eye, have that communication, not just hide behind the computer, hide behind the cell phone. Mm-hmm. And I think in a Catholic setting like that, with the loving and nurturing environment, the smaller class sizes, the interaction that the students have with their peers, plus with the faculty and the staff, you're not like they're not lost in the shuffle there, and that makes them be able to practice public speaking and to talk versus just hiding behind their phone. Would you agree, Brad?
I'm sorry?
Would you agree to that? You know, with
I would absolutely agree to that. I absolutely agree to that. It's about, you know, living that message. Christ came to us to be, you know, a living part of us. Not getting a text every, like God texted me or something like that. You know, no, this is real. Jesus is here. You know, you can form those, you know, let us experience what it's like to be human, part of the human condition, human race.
Absolutely, yeah. We have lots more to talk about. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving Point Breeze, Homewood, Wilkinsburg, and the East End sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict the Moor Parish in the Hill District. And this morning we are featuring St. James Catholic School in Swickley, and with me this morning is Dr. Brad Swiger, who is the principal at St. James. Brad, you have a big week coming up. Tomorrow we start a brand new month, February 1st, and it's also a big week, Catholic Schools Week. Obviously, with COVID, it has to be a little bit different this year. How will you celebrate at St. James School in publicizing your school during Catholic Schools Week?
Well, that's, again, going to be a challenge. We are going to try to maintain all of our normal activities, however, in a different way. For example, you know, normally today we would have our Sunday morning mass that you've probably been a part of for the 6 years. We're not going to be able to do that this year because Divine Redeemer just cannot accommodate all the parents and students and everybody in. So we're going to hold a virtual open house that will actually open today at noon. It will be open house. It's not in person. We have shot a video from each of our classes and all of our teachers, narrated by myself. And each of the teachers are going to have a PowerPoint slide to go with those videos, and we are going to post this up on the St. James website. We are also going to send out notifications via social media such as Facebook We're also going to have this in the parish bulletin and on the parish website and email blasts as well. So that's exciting. That'll happen on later today. And we plan to do all the other normal stuff that we do, like having our ice cream social. We're just going to do it in a little different way. We're going to have our bingo. We're just going to do it over Google Meets and have somebody calling it out. All the kids up in the rooms having their bingo cards. We're still going to do our treats. Prepackaged. Nothing. You know, to try to minimize the touch. And we're going to try something new this year, which is we're going to hold a virtual art expo with a nationally renowned artist, art teacher. His name is Mark Kistler, whose students have gone on to work for places like Disney and Pixar. So we've got an exciting week coming up.
It's always been a fun week, you know, and Crazy Sock Day, and it's just like each day it's like one big party all week, but it celebrates Catholic Schools Week. It's a great open house type of thing. Obviously, with COVID, it's a little bit different here, but hey, the celebration has to go on, and it's a great week, and the parents, the faculty, and the staff, and the students always look forward to celebrating Catholic Schools Week. Now, as I mentioned in the first part of the broadcast, I was the pastor at St. James Parish and School for 6 years, 2012 to 2018. And in 2017, the model of the regional system kicked in for St. James. So this is the fourth year that St. James School has now been part of the North Hills Regional Catholic Elementary School System. How has this benefited St. James School being part of the regional school system?
Well, the biggest reason, the biggest area that has really helped us, and I think it's going to help all schools in this model moving forward, is collaboration. Mm. When you were in the large system, it was so hard to collaborate with other principals and other teachers throughout the diocese because, you know, bringing everybody together in a large, you know, large room, it's tough. So we're large enough to extend to a lot of students. I believe we have a little over 1,000 students across the region. But we're small enough to be able to react, to change, for example, the COVID changes. And we were able to do that by, you know, having, you know, weekly principals meetings with all the other principals. And, you know, I meet with the 4 other principals in the schools on a weekly basis, and we're able to talk and exchange ideas. From a financial standpoint, it has helped because we've been able to work on something that you know about, Father, the parish subsidies. We're trying to work on ways to reduce that so that it's more manageable for all of us combined. We've worked on unified marketing campaigns, and we in the region are actually going to be a test pilot for a new learning management system. We're going to try to launch something that will work on top of or in conjunction with the Google Classrooms, which we are up and using. All of these things coming together has benefited St. James. And as I said, I think on a larger scale, it's going to benefit all the schools.
Yeah. And it's good in being part of the East Regional School System here in the Point Breeze East End section. You know, I've seen that with our East Region collaborating. And then just this past year, the South Hills region developed, and then eventually there'll be a west region, the airport Beaver Valley corridor. So definitely, instead of each school running separately and independent and actually competing against each other, it's good to have the regional system to work with collaboration, cost effectiveness, purchasing, you know, with supplies, paper products, cleaning supplies, and having a regional director oversee it. We're working with the principals versus the parish model, definitely. It's how the Catholic high school systems have been working over the years. So the regional model, obviously, is definitely, as a pastor, I see it as more efficient. Now, St. James School always focuses on service. And can you tell our listeners about the service projects that our St. James students have done over the years and why it's important for them and the school?
Well, again, it's all part of that connecting with the community. Last year or years past, I think our religious teachers started a letter writing campaign with the Sisters of St. Joseph, who you mentioned in the open today, were the founders of the school, and we got that, you know, that dialogue happening between our students and the Sisters who are just up the street here. This year, we're working on some service projects where we're going to create cards and gift bags for our local first responders here in Sewickley, both the fire and the EMTs. We have something that's near and dear to our heart, animal shelters. We just had a tragic loss of an animal here in the area. So our early elementary kids are going to be working on creating some donations for animal shelters. So again, it's this connection to the community. It's reaching out, being a part of that community, which I think we talked about right before the break.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have an interesting junior achievement partnership with OSH, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School in Coriopolis. How does that work, and does it get some students interested in attending OSH because there's that nice partnership?
Well, it does, and it was actually something you had mentioned a couple minutes ago about the high schools and the connection between the K-8 schools and the high schools. We are feeders to those schools, so we want to try to get our kids, seeing and understanding what's happening at OSH, for example, which is a school that we primarily feed. The JA program links those high school students and brings them back, and it's usually former St. James students that come back and teach the programs. They're the ones that are actually teaching this. If anybody doesn't understand the junior achievement, it's a business-oriented look at society, and exposes them to these subjects that are sort of beyond the classroom. But, aside from the educational piece, which is important, again, it's building those relationships, which I can never stress enough, building the relationships with those Catholic schools so, we create that desire for our kids to want to go over to OSH and be a part of what they're doing over there, so that, we're working as a cohesive team here between all levels of Catholic education. So again, so we can promote and hopefully grow Catholic education here in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. One more final question, because we have just under a little bit, 30 seconds to go here. For families who would like to find more about St. James School, especially during Catholic Schools Week, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, you can always Google St. James School Sewickley. That's the easy way. Our email is stjamesschool, and that's with two S's, all spelled out, stjamesschool.us. And we also have on the regional website, which is nhrces.org/James. So either one of those ways, you can get in touch with us, and we look forward to seeing you here at St. James.
Great. Dr. Brad Swiger, the principal of St. James School in Sewickley, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Father. Have a great day.
We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time. We continue reading in the Gospels during this Ordinary Time season, the early ministry years of Jesus. Right after the baptism of the Lord, Jesus gets busy, ready to go to work, preaching and teaching and calling his apostles to come and follow him. In this morning's gospel from Mark, Jesus teaches in his hometown of Capernaum in the synagogue and expels an unclean spirit from a man. He teaches on the Sabbath, and all those who heard him were completely astonished. St. Mark indicates that in the beginning years of Jesus' ministry, his fame spread quickly, and he was very successful because of his eloquent preaching, his teaching, his way of healing people. He became very popular, and that's a good gospel to reflect on this weekend, how Jesus heals us and comforts us, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, and comforts us, but also calls all of us to come and follow him. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Have a great week.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.